by bringing you stories.
Blog Talk Radio.
Busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hi, everybody. This is Dee Wallace. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. So thrilled to be here, I can't even tell you. Dr. Pat was one of the first people, oh my gosh, over 30 years ago, that discovered my work, brought me into everybody's sight line, brought me up to Seattle to speak at a big conference she did. We just go back a really long way, and I'm very, very, very indebted to Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to be here. I am an actress, as most of you know, starred in E.T. and over 200 other films now. But I am also a very accurate channel and healer, and I want to tell you a little bit about my work and what I know about the creation process. And then I would love to have you guys call in with any questions about any blocks that you are having anywhere in your life. The call in number is 1-800-930-2819. So please join us, because the more you participate, the more the information comes through. Okay, so number one, everything's energy. You learned that in, I believe, fifth grade. Everything's energy, and energy has always been here, and energy will always be here. Energy is everything. Everything is made up of energy. So it's everything and everywhere, which is also our definition of God. And also what we learned is energy is neutral. Energy just is. And it takes some kind of direction for energy to manifest into a physical, spiritual, chemical form of any kind. So this is where I find that most spiritual people are falling out, because we are still believing the old holdovers of a lot of our old religious trainings through eons, that we have to wait for God, we have to wait for the guides, we have to wait for the angels to give us a sign. It really doesn't work that way. We were given the power and the blessing and the responsibility of free choice. So it says clearly in the I Am Discourses, God will not and cannot intercede on your behalf without your clear direction. Now, what does that mean? It means you have to know what you want, and you have to state clearly what you want, and then you have to state clearly, I am creating this now. Universe, come on in and partner with me. Let's do this. But God, the guides, the angels, and it's all God, you know, all energy is God, and God is all energy. And we can add love to that, right? First thing you're taught in Bible school, God is love. So the very first thing in the creation process that you have to have in alignment is knowing what you want. And I find that when I do workshops and work with people and I ask them what they want, they tell me what they don't want. Now, why this is important is because your brain thinks in pictures, and my work combines spirituality, religion, and brain science. Your brain thinks in pictures. So when you say, well, I don't want to have to worry about money anymore, your brain literally sees you worrying about money. Now, why is this important? Because every thought, every feeling, and every perspective that we allow ourselves to have has an electrical signal that is connected to it. And that signal from your heart and your brain then is shot out into the universe. And the universe, like an old-time radio, remember those old-time radios when we had to tune in and line up the lines so that we could get the station we want? Well, that's pretty much what the universe is doing. So if you're sending out, "I never have enough money," the universe does not judge at all. Its job is to line up what you're sending out. So the universe goes, "Oh, okay, she never has enough money. We will mirror that back to her so that it increases in her reality of her life." If you send out, "I am the God of me and I joyfully am creating my life successfully," whoa, the universe goes, "Well, let me find a match for that." You get up and you say, "Oh my God, I'm so tired." You will get more tired. If you get up and you're feeling tired and you say, "I am the God of me that's filled with energy, and I love this day. I love what I'm going to create in this day," you will literally create more energy. So it's really vitally important that we don't wait, we create. And that we know that we are the ones that choose the joy and the love and the focus of where we want to go. So those are the principles that I want you to be aware of. Also in the good book says, as you believe, it is delivered to you. Again, the universe does not judge what you believe, because the universe wants you to remember that you are always a choice in creating your life. You choose, you direct, you commit, and then the universe partners with you. Okay. Also, in the good book, it says ask and you receive. You have to ask for what you want. You have to ask for partnership, right, with the universe. But what I want you to hear in ask, in the original Hebrew, is claim or demand, which puts a whole different spin on the sentence. So claim this, demand this, and then it is delivered to you. But most of us are taught from the time we're little, not to ask for what we want, and you probably can't get it all anyway, and we'll talk about all those limiting beliefs. I think we need to go to a break now. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answer. Every month we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit drsharonmartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's Grace, GHOM.com.
Okay, hi, we're back at the Dr. Pat Show. This is Dee Wallace subbing for Dr. Pat, and I'm so excited to be here. And Betty, I think we've got a caller.
I want
everybody to call in. I love to have discussions and give you insights into anything you want to ask about. So, Benny, I'm turning it over to you.
Yeah, these are actually mini readings from Dee. So if you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819 is your opportunity to get in. The phone lines now, 800-930-2819. And Ellen from Toronto has done that. So, Ellen, hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty darn fabulous. How are you?
Getting there.
Okay, so my first suggestion for you, beautiful Ellen, is say I am there.
I am there.
Yeah, because if we keep saying I'm getting there, we will continue to create getting there. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, good. You got it. All right. Question?
Well, what I was interested in is finding out maybe some of the guides regarding a beautiful love relationship for me.
Okay. When I say you want one, I get a no. Now, you think you want one, or you would not be asking that question. So that means there's something in your way subconsciously. Have you had bad relations in the past?
Yes, and I've been on my own for 11 years.
Yeah. So this is the first part. It's a two-parter. The first part is you're kind of subconsciously saying, I want a relationship, but I don't want a relationship like those.
Yeah.
Again, your brain thinks in pictures. So the universe is hearing, I want a relationship, but I don't want a relationship like all those other jerks that I've had. And the universe,
yeah,
like any good shrink, is sitting up there going, I really don't know what you want then. I hear what you don't want, but I can't bring you what you want until you tell me what you want. So the channel is suggesting to you that you sit down and write a list. And pretty much this goes for everything, guys, absolutely everything that you want to create. Sit down and write a list of all the attributes, the positive attributes that you want in a mate and in a relationship. Don't forget good health. Don't forget financially stable. Make sure those are in there. That you want someone, it's very important for you to attract someone who respects and honors you. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have those other relationships. And this is the part two. We're going to a core belief here, a belief that's in the core of you, not this page here. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. And that's, they're saying you got that from your dad at a very early age, conception, birth. Well, around birth. Do you know anything about your birth or the status of where your mom and dad was?
I knew my dad wanted a son.
There you go. I heard it before you said it, but I wanted you to find it. Okay?
Yes.
So right there, we have no ability to put words on it, but we get the energy. Okay? Oh, he wanted a son, I'll never be good enough. So, cut to guys that you're trying to have a relationship with then, and because your daddy was your first god, our moms and dads are our first gods, guys, then you're not going to be good enough for any of the guys that you bring in. So you bring in guys that are less than what you want so that you can feel superior to them, so that you can feel good enough, but they're not what you want. Did you follow all that?
Absolutely. It just Okay. It resonates so strongly with me.
Good. So make a list of what you want, my darling.
Okay.
And then on a list next to it, take each point and say, I am creating, and then rewrite the sentence now. I am creating, write the sentence now. So I want to create into I am creating now. And then I teach everybody to go to their love place, which is anything you think of immediately that opens your heart and puts a smile on your face. I use my doggy. You can use a beautiful place in nature, a little baby that you love, anything. So do you have a love place?
Yes, I do. It's
okay.
By the ocean.
Yes, they like that. So you want to look at that list and go to your love place and say, I am creating all this now. Come in, universe, and help me. And it feels like love.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
I got it. Thank you so much.
You bet you. Thank you. And the more you love something, guys, the more you will create it easily. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Ellen. And Benny, do we have another caller?
We do. Well, let's bring on the other caller, but let's also give out the number again if people would like to have that, 800-930-2819. We'll take now Rose calling in from the Snohomish area. It's here in Washington State. So hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Hi, Dean. I'm excited to ask a question. Well, last year, because of the pandemic,
I got to stop you there, Rose. Before you ever go any further, the channel is yelling at me. You think your mental mind told you it was because of this pandemic, but whatever we're going to talk about wasn't because of the pandemic. So we have to get to what it's about. But I wanted you to have that information right off the top. All right, go ahead, my love.
Okay. Well, we weren't able to take a trip because they canceled everything. So anyhow, and so we've been wanting to take a trip, and we've been planning it for this October from the 1st to the 16th. And we were going to go to one of the islands in Hawaii, and we were really thinking about the big island of Kona. And we pretty much had narrowed it to that, even though we've also got the island of Kauai on the radar. And we've been to all the islands, but we were really thinking we wanted to go to Kona and stay at this really nice resort. But
okay,
my question is, we just found out that the Ironman is going to be on Kona at the time that we were going to stay there. So we were wondering if we were trying to think, is that the smartest thing for us to do with trying to get to rest? Yeah, I know.
But you knew that already, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of sad about it because I was really looking forward to going to Kona to the place we were going to stay at, and when we were planning all this.
Hawaii is my favorite place on earth, and you can't lose by going anywhere.
I know.
Okay.
So we have Kauai as our next pick.
What is Kauai?
Yes.
Yeah, Kauai is beautiful. And it's smaller, you know.
Yeah, but I've been there.
There's just some little tiny thing in your way, Rose, of creating what you want. That's the highest thing. Okay, book. Could you give me a song, my love? Any song that pops into your little bean brain?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. And I want everybody to hear this. This happened to a lot of us during the pandemic. We inadvertently put a belief system together that we couldn't do it now and we have to wait. We can't do it now and we have to wait. Everything's closed down and we have to wait. Okay? That little subconscious thing going on within you is what's in your way. You need to consciously say to yourself, look, that was last year. That does not apply anymore. Everything is open for my creation, which, by the way, creation never stopped during the pandemic. For those of you that continue to keep creating within yourself, you're seeing a lot of opportunities just open. It's an open door almost because you never stop creating. So when you get that into alignment, Rose, and it's a little tweak, you felt it when I said it, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So everything's open to me, and I'm moving forward strongly in my decisions, knowing that where we end up will be the perfect place, and we are creating an amazing vacation right now.
I will keep saying that, and I think we'll get the right answer. I definitely believe that.
No, it works the opposite way. You've got to know, and then it comes. So I know what the highest and clearest answer and direction is for me, for my husband and I to really celebrate and have an amazing vacation, which, by the way, you could do in your backyard.
Oh, yes, I know.
Okay.
I just didn't want to put around a million people. That was all.
So that's all I'm, but they really like Kauai for you.
Okay.
Maui is
like
my
that.
Favorite. When I test Maui, it goes to no. I can't imagine why. But they really do like Kauai way over Kona, by the way.
Oh, really? Well, I'd love to hear that, Dean. I appreciate that. You're helping me.
Well, you know, you asked. And when
I know
you asked,
I did. I sure
comes.
Did.
Okay. Thank you, Rose. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You really remind me of this other energy healer lady, and I can't think of her name, but you have that same really vivacious personality that's so inspiring.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, darling. I am, my daddy used to call me Bright Light, which is what I named one of my books, Bright Light. And I am blessed. With an open, happy heart, I sure am. Thank
yes.
you.
And you're one of the brightest lights here on the station for sure. So let's give out the number, 800-930-2819 for Dee Wallace, who's filling in for Dr. Pat today, doing, I guess, let's say a little mini readings from you. And we actually are at a break here, Dee, so let's take that. We'll be right back with more from Dr. Pat Show and Dee Wallace.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Pat Basile, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Oh.
Dee Wallace sitting in for the Dr. Pat show today. And I am a clairaudient channel, and I am doing readings for all you beautiful people. So we would love you to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I believe, Benny, we have a caller.
We did. Yep, we'll take Nels. He is calling in from the North Seattle area. Hi, Nels.
Hi, Benny.
Good morning, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. The reason for the phone call is the moment I heard your voice on the radio, I was like, I need to talk to Dee today. And what's going on in my life, and it's just maybe tweaking some energies. I've done a lot of healing in the last 4 or 5 years. A lovely lady by the name of Sal has come into my life, and I'm working with a lovely couple on doing some energy work for others and helping others out in their lives and healing. My question is, what's next? What do I need to tweak? What do I need to look at?
You need to know that you can be spiritual and make money at the same time.
Oh, thank you.
I guess we hit the nail on the head from that side.
Yes, ma'am. I needed permission, apparently.
Well, yeah, you need to give yourself permission. This, by the way, boy, there's a long ancestral line they're showing me around this belief, especially on your father's side. This is so interesting because usually they take me to mom. Do you remember what your father modeled to you about making money when you were younger?
Well, I know that our family, based in Michigan, in the Ludington area, they lost hundreds of acres of land during the Depression, farm, fishing, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
And so that
so
is
that,
definitely there.
That's the more specific belief, Mels, is that you're holding off bringing in your total and great abundance because you're in fear that if you have it, you'll lose it. So subconsciously, it's better just not to create it anyway. Do you understand?
There it is. I understand because I was just informed by family members that my folks are broke right now. So there it is.
Well, you're not creating for your folks. I understand that we all want to take care of our parents as much as possible as we age. But their story, listen, everybody, their story is not your story. You only want to keep the powerful things that you learned from their story. And the things that disempower you, like a belief, I might as well not create it because I'll lose it anyway, you want to reprogram that. You want to consciously say, I am creating everything I want, knowing that I keep it and celebrate it and embrace it in every way. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary.
So, look, everybody, I want to teach a really important principle here. How we see ourselves, how we see the world, and how we see the world seeing us is all totally complete in your brain by 8 years old. This is neuroscience now. So if you are hitting a wall in any area of your life, I want you to go back to your childhood from conception to 8 and go, okay, what was I taught about this subject? And what was modeled to me? What did I watch my parents do? You know, for example, my father was an alcoholic who I watched my mother take care of pretty much all my life. My grandfather had been a very important CPA in Kansas City, but by the time I came along, he had 2 major strokes, we had to live with them because we were so poor. And all I could see was my grandmother taking care of my grandfather. So my first 8 years was, oh, I get it. Women have to take care of men. So a lot of the first relationships in my life, I attracted men, lovely men, but men that I had to take care of. Because that is what was modeled before me. Do you understand now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So if you want to break free, really break free in your own creation process, you've got to ask yourself, what part of my family story do I want to keep that empowers me? And what part of my family story is it time to let go of?
Powerful.
Yeah, it's real, real freedom when you uncover these things. So I want you to know, because I do it, Dr. Pat does it, it's totally possible and probable that you will make money doing this work, that you will make good money doing this work. But you have to start saying, I am the God of Nels who is creating wonderful healing work for others where I make a really good living doing it. And my first intention is to serve. You see, money, guys, is just an exchange of energy. If you think of money as a hug, you can't really have a great hug with somebody if they don't really greatly hug you back, can you, Nels?
No, absolutely not. And I work on people's homes, and if I don't receive a hug back energetically and whatnot, I simply don't work with them anymore. I move on to folks who give me that hug back.
Let money hug you. You're not letting money hug you, and yet that's what you're asking from other people. But if you're pushing money away, then the people who want to hug you with money can't step forward, can they?
No, they can't. No,
okay.
They can't.
You got some good answers here. Now, you've got to take them and put them into action in your life, all righty?
That is my intent. Thank you so much.
Okay. Go get him, Tiger.
Thanks, Nels, for joining the show, for sure. Yeah, 800-930-2819 for a mini reading, if you would like, with Dee Walsh. She is here. We'll take one more caller before our last break, if that's okay, Dee.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take Rochelle. She's calling you from the Kirkland area. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi there.
Hi, sweetheart.
I think you gave me a lot of answers in that last call.
Yeah. That's what happens when we all get together. Everybody's answer applies to you, too. So.
Okay, so basically, rundown, I'm 65. I was let go from my job after 23 years, right before I turned 63. I've been doing temp work. That job's going to end. I am at a dead end. I keep looking at corporate America.
No, not right there.
Okay.
Okay. The only person that takes you to a dead end is you.
Okay, how do I stop it?
You don't stop it. You create what you want.
Okay.
So can you say, I am creating an open road?
I am creating an open road.
Possibilities for me of things that I love to do that pay me well? Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Okay, but you see, you haven't been asking for it. And you can't get it if you don't ask for it. Ask and receive.
Okay.
So tell
me in this loop.
Exactly what you want, Ms. Rachel.
Okay. That helps.
What exactly do you want? Tell me right now.
I am creating work with people through energy work or my tarot, and that's what I want to do.
Okay, keep going.
and have enough money because I want to be semi-retired.
Okay, but you see, if you listen to this back, I'm an actress, so I'm going to kind of overact it back to you. I am creating, working with people, with my spiritual work and my tarot. That's what I want. That's what I want to do. Now, what's the vibration in my voice that you just picked up?
I sound desperate.
Yes. Good for you. Yes. You sound desperate, which means you are in fear that you cannot create it.
Yes.
Let me tell you, everybody, it is not your job to figure out how. It is not your job to figure out how. It is your job to get clear about what you want and feel love and joy around all of it. And then ask the universe to partner with you. That's your job. I'm telling you, I just finished my sixth book, and the channel at the end of the book, I thought it was finished, and it said, no, we want you to outline everything you created during the pandemic. I went, what? But I do what the channel, I've never known my channel to be wrong, so I just follow it. I could not believe when I got it down on paper, all the things that were delivered to me and how they came from places I didn't have the wildest dream. Now, I couldn't have purposely created them. But I knew what I wanted. I got up every day and I said, okay, there's limitations in the world. What can I create today?
Okay.
Okay?
That helps, and, yes.
And then only say what you want, then say you're creating it, and then as much love and joy as you can feel into seeing yourself reading those tarot cards and doing your spiritual work and people going, here's $100 and it was worth every single, oh, well, okay, so what happened to your energy when I said $100?
Nothing, I don't think. Is it not enough?
Well, when I say you're okay with making $100, I get a no because you want to make more. So how much per reading do you want?
I think 100's fine.
Nope, goes to no. Raise it up another 20.
Okay, 125.
Okay, does that feel, yeah. See, now my pendulum's going crazy.
Okay.
Big yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, you don't need me to do that. All you have to do is drop into your heart. Everybody, listen to me. We're taught to go to our mind. Your mind is never going to give you the highest answer, ever. Your mind
that's
designed
right.
to doubt and question.
That's right.
So does Kona feel good in my heart? Doing these readings at 125 feel good in my heart? Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's everything. Thank you so much for you brought a lot of good stuff in there. You bet.
Yeah, thanks, Rochelle, for joining us from the Kirkland area. 800-930-2819 is the number for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, of course, we have special guest host Dee Wallace filling in, doing readings for us. And we're going to run off to a quick little break. We'll be right back with more with Dee.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance, your joy, and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dee Wallace. This is the Dr. Pat Show. I have been so thrilled to be with you today. I want to give you an awesome, incredible exercise that the channel says is the quintessential exercise to create your life. So we've already talked about finding your love place. So everybody go to your love place. Anything that makes you smile and opens your heart. My little doggy Freedom's laying right here going, it's me, it's me. Okay, now I want you to state, I am creating. You can put awesome money flow. You can put fabulous health and wellness. You can put divine right relationships. Anything, pick one thing just for the exercise. Okay, so we're going to go to our love place. We're going to take a deep breath in to the count of three or four. Really push your ribs out. Smile. And as you exhale, you say to yourself, I am creating whatever your sentence is now. Another deep breath. Smile, exhale, and say your statement. Another deep breath. Smile, exhale as you say your statement. Okay, if you do that 10 minutes a day, I guarantee you things will start showing up in your life. You will see shifts in yourself, which is the most important thing, guys, because when you shift you, all energy around you has to shift. That's science. Christ, in the good book, said, think only on these things. Love being the highest one. According to my channel, love is the greatest creative tool and force we have, and we don't use it. We think love is something that we get from another person. You can choose to be love no matter what. All right, so I do that exercise every day for 10 minutes. If I don't do it, I feel like I've missed something. You know, you're going to, after a few times, you're going to really love doing this. And I just want to end with a really important story message for you. I just lost my older brother. I was back sitting hospice with him for 7 days. And, of course, as anything that brings big families together, there are a lot of family dynamics that start happening. I had a perception, okay, a way of looking at my family that made me feel that I wasn't included. And I even said to my brother, I hope after you leave, I will still be considered and welcomed into the rest of the family. That was my perception. I walked into his hospital room. There were pictures of every single grandkid, kids, his wife, everywhere. No pictures of me or my daughter. And what I want you to hear is that reinforced my perception. Later, everybody was talking about this fabulous ice cream place. And I said, oh my God, why have I never, all the times I've been back here, I've got to go. So I went to lay down for a half hour. I came back and everybody was eating ice cream from this place. And I went, well, you guys brought me one, right? Well, we thought you were asleep. I said, what, you couldn't bring me one and put it in the refrigerator? Again, my perception being brought to life to me. I went back to where I was staying, and I got my pendulum, and I said, all right, obviously I'm in reaction. I'm not happy. I don't want to feel this way. This isn't good for my health, my psyche. What is going on? And it took me to my first sheet, which was all about the signal that we send out that I shared with you all. And I read the line, I am the power that chooses love and joy. And I went, oh my God, I get it. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they say. The only thing that matters is that I be loved. So I got up the next day and I went over to my sister-in-law's house where everybody was. And I thought before I walked in, I'm just being loved today. That's my job, is to just be loved. I walked in, all my nieces and nephews got up and hugged me. My sister-in-law got up and hugged me and says, oh, we're so glad you're here, dear. We need your input. And I stood there and realized how different that day was than the day before, because I had shifted me. Thank you for joining me on the Dr. Pat Show. Go out, be love, take love, send love, and live love, guys. That's what it's all about.
expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you, my friend and others. Here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the South. Starting things off over on I-5 northbound, just north of Highway 18. A recent collision partially blocking the right-hand of lane. It's responding to has arrived on the scene and are taking care of it. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, filling in for Dr. Pat. Stay tuned for more mini angel readings next after the news and weather.
News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Biden will spend the afternoon in Louisiana as he pitches the massive American jobs plan. Governor John Bel Edwards says Biden picked the perfect place because infrastructure in Louisiana has been given a D-plus grade.
Louisiana has 1,634 bridges in poor condition.
Police say a suspect is in custody after a school shooting in Idaho that injured three people. It happened this morning at Rigby Middle School. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, police are following up on a report of a student with a gun inside Tony Hillerman Middle School. The school has been evacuated. Pope Francis is condemning aggressive nationalism that rejects migrants in his annual address to refugees. He said the collective we is cracking due to prejudiced forms of nationalism and radical individualism. Pfizer is donating doses of its coronavirus vaccine for athletes participating in the Tokyo Summer Olympics. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
We all make promises, big and small.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I do solemnly swear
to help you when you're in need,
to be considerate and caring, to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child, parent.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk Weather Outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and showers at times today. High temperatures around 67, 68 degrees. Tonight, yep, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down about 45. For Friday and running up into the Mother's Day weekend, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s with mostly cloudy skies and light rain showers in the evenings. Lows in the mid-40s.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150KKNW.com. That's 1150KKNW.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host, Keelan Harvey, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on KKNW AM 1150. Join the show to experience expert advice and knowledge on today's events in our local economy that can affect your money. That's every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. with a repeat show on Sundays at 8 a.m. For more information about The Money Hour radio show and their guests, visit themoneyhour.com. That's themoneyhour.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I'm excited about that, and I thought today for fun, we would go through the angel stories because they're exciting, and it really lets you know your angels are there. Okay, Benny, do you want to kind of bring us in here?
Sure, yeah, we're all ready to go. So if you'd like to join us and Sue Storm, the Angel Ace, she is opening the lines right now and taking your calls for meeting readings. So 800-930-2819 is the number, 800-930-2819.
Okay, so pick up that phone and call in because I'm going to be able to tell you who your angels are. And everyone has three angels, an archangel and two guardian angels that are with you for your entire life. And they're there for your life's purpose. And if you find out your life's purpose and you're on that path, then there's less speed bumps in the road and things just flow. So if things in your life aren't flowing, pick up that phone call. Let's find out who your angels are, and we can go from there. Answer some questions, and we'll go from there. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about me. I had what I call a near-death experience when I was a child. I was 18 months old, and I was wrapped in my blankets to the point of being, you know, a possible suffocation. And I felt this incredible feeling of that everything was going to be okay. And even though I was that young, I still knew it and felt it. And then I saw five flying lights over my head. And at that point, I didn't know who they were, what they were. Many years later, found out that they were angels, but didn't know then. And an angel kind of floated down the stairs and let my mother know I was in trouble. So she came and she saved me, and that's where it all started. I then had a voice of special guidance as a child. I called my little man, and then my little man would tell me how things were supposed to be and how they could work and what parents were doing they shouldn't, and I just knew what was going to happen ahead of time, and I thought everybody had a little man, so I never mentioned it to anyone, even my mother. And then many years later, found out that my little man was Archangel Michael. And all these years, he has been guiding me, and now I am letting him guide you. So I'm going to share my Archangel Michael with you. Call in, and let's get who your angels are, and let's let Archangel Michael help you, too. I think that would be wonderful. And if you want to look me up, it's theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and we can go forward from here. Do we have anyone yet, or should we just keep going into the angel story?
Well, we can keep rolling on, but let me just give out the number again, 800-930-2819.
Okay. I am going to share my angel stories with you. So the first one is called Protector Angel, and this is about a lady who was driving on a highway, and she was alone, and it was at night, and she was going from Springfield to Chicago, and without warning, a truck driver just came at her and tried to run her off the road. Excuse me. And I guess I'm getting into the story. And tried to run her off the road. So knowing that Archangel Michael was the protector, she cried out, "Michael, help me." And the next thing she knows, a man on a motorcycle with a helmet on, so his face was concealed, wedged the motorcycle between the truck and her car. And is when she went faster and the truck went faster, so did the motorcycle. And when they slowed down, so did the motorcycle. So eventually, after about, I think it was 6 miles, the truck driver gave up and went off the road. But the motorcycle, the person on the motorcycle, I guess you call him a motorcyclist. What do you call someone on a motorcycle, Benny? You would know.
I believe you got it right. Motorcyclist.
Motorcyclist?
Sure,
okay,
yeah.
There we go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can help when you want.
I think you had it.
Okay. Has stayed with her, and she couldn't figure out why, because it was over, and she didn't need Archangel Michael anymore, and why he was there. But all of a sudden, the truck driver came down through an on-ramp and went to ram right into her. He was waiting. He was gone ahead, and he was waiting. So the person on the motorcycle somehow managed to wedge in there. And then for the next 5 miles, the truck driver terrorized her, but the angel was there on the motorcycle. So, and the way she knows it's an angel is because when angels, and I call them physical angels, appear to help you, and then when their job is done or their mission is over, they just disappear. So when she got into the Chicago suburbs, she looked into her rearview mirror to for a second to glance to change lanes, and when she looked forward again, the angel was gone. And she was protected, she was safe, and whoever it was on that motorcycle that Archangel Michael had sent, or maybe it was himself, who knows, it was gone. So that's a story in the book called Protector Angel, because that's certainly what he was.
Now, I would agree, you would need that one for sure.
I would think so, wasn't that, that was exciting.
Yeah, completely.
So then... And this one is called Voice from Above, and this is a very interesting one. A program director from an Ohio radio station, actually it was Cleveland, I didn't put that in the book, but it was, had the station call me, one of the producers call me, and asked that if I would be on the air because a group of people had seen an angel at a car accident scene. Isn't that interesting? So, and then another lady called in and told me this story, and I'll read it because it's kind of cute. She said, my husband Jake invited the family to tag along on his business trip. Rushing to get into the car, we neglected to buckle up. While heading down the highway, I heard a very loud voice say, put on your seatbelt. I checked the children's safety harnesses and fastened my belt, urging Jake to do the same. Of course, he ignored me. I love that line. And I don't want to make a comment about it either, but I love the line. Just a few minutes later, a red car crossed the median and hit us head on. Jake's injuries were life-threatening. He received immediate attention when the paramedics arrived and was rushed to the hospital before anyone else received medical care. While lying on the grass waiting for my turn, I became aware of a young man with sandy brown hair sitting next to me. Holding my hand, he reassuringly repeated, everything is going to be all right. And then she says the young man rode in the ambulance with her and stayed with her in the hospital for almost a week. After the young man left, she asked the angels, I'm improvising now, but from what I remember, she told me, she asked the angels, you know, who was that young man? And she asked the night shift and the day shift, and the angels all look really puzzled, and they just, there was no, they couldn't see him. She could see him. She felt him, but they couldn't see him. And truly, it was her guardian angel that stayed with her. And I'll follow up on this. During a follow-up phone call with Barbara, I inquired about her family. And she reported that Jake's heart had stopped in the ambulance. He was revived and is doing well. All her kids had just minor injuries, and she had fully recovered. That's a beautiful story, too.
Yeah, it certainly was. Absolutely gorgeous. 800-930-2819 is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, if you'd like a mini angel reading with her on the Dr. Pat Show. She is guest hosting today. And we do have a couple callers lined up there, Sue, if you'd like to jump on.
Oh, you do? Good.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to them, and then we'll go back to the story.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. So we'll take Hanley, and he's calling in from Seattle. Hi, Hanley.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help?
Well, I got... news that my father passed away in January.
Oh.
And
did you just get news about it?
Yes, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I found out that I had a half sister, and she was the one that found out and she received his ashes from the mortuary and everything. Before he died, or after he died, I mean, I had felt a strange disconnection 2 days after the day he died and sent him a text just letting him know that I had felt that our connection was strained. And
he's telling me to tell you that he's okay. He said he did not get to talk to you, but all is well. That's what he just said.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to know who your angels are?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so your archangel is Michael. We've been talking about him this morning. And that's the protection and guidance and protection. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And it's really important to you to have harmony in your life. When you don't, it's difficult. And then you've got a money angel, too. Timothy is the angel of good fortune. So you've got three angels. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thanks very much, Hanley, from calling in from the Seattle area, 800-930-2819. Sue, we're at our first break of the hour. Let's go ahead and snag on that, and we'll hit up some more stories from you and some more of our callers on the Dr. Pat Show. Be right back.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Saves and Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Saves and Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit SavesandSpirit.com. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Thank you.
everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we've got an action-packed show today. We're talking about angel stories. And it's so exciting to hear how angels can protect you, how they're there for you, how they can, help you with your life. If you welcome your angels into your life just gets better. There's no two ways about it. And they can help with everything, organization. They can help with childcare. They can help with career decisions. I mean, it's just amazing what they can do. But we've got some callers, so we're going to go right to our callers.
We do, and if you'd like the number, if anyone's listening out there and you just don't have it or you have it saved or something or rather, or your pencil broke or you have a chance to do it again, get it again. So 800-930-2819 is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. 800-930-2819. We'll take Bobby, who's calling in from Tampa, Florida. Hi, Bobby.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, good.
All right. This is exciting. I love angels. Matter of fact, I have a clear quartz angel necklace on right now, and I have a Bodhi tree bracelet with a rose quartz angel on. And I love working with Ariel, Archangel Ariel, and this month in my Archangel Adventure Club that I'm a member of, we're working with Joe Feel. So I'm wanting to find out, you know, more about, you know, who my angels are, and I want to find out, you know, what was the other question? You know, what do I do when I don't feel them as strongly as I would like to feel?
Oh, good question. All right, let's start with who they are. So your Archangel is Gabriel. Messages, communication, arts, and invention. That's who he is. And then you also have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. And she tells me you're an inspiration to those who know you. So there you go. Rachel. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then you have, ready for this? Jeremiah is the angel of financial security.
Wow.
Can't beat that one. So you've got
cool. All
kinds of it. And you know, you have a fourth one, too. You have Caroline, angel of positive thinking. Because you're a real positive thinker. You really, and you think ahead. You tell me you think ahead.
Cool.
So so that's that. And if you can't feel them, relax. You know, go somewhere where it's quiet. Angel messages come in on the breath, so take some deep breaths and, just make sure your body isn't tense, even if you just wiggle and stretch or a little something. And it's easier for them to get to you if you're more relaxed. Does that help?
That helps. And so basically I talked to Gabriel, Caroline, Rachel, and Jeremiah, just like I'm talking to Ariel and all the other ones I work with.
Yes, you do. Just like they're your friends and confidants, because they truly are.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby, for joining us from Tampa, Florida. 800-930-2819. We'll stay local up here, and we'll go to Muckle Teal area, which is North Seattle, and it's Dennis who's calling in from Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. I want to know who it is. My dad passed away this October 5th, and also I want to know who is my angels, too.
Sure. Okay, we'll get to the angels first. You have Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who is your archangel, and that's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So there's your money angel. And they want to talk to you about your enlightenment. They really feel like you have a sense, they're telling the inside of you, that you have to do more, that you have to learn more, and you're really on a path. And so your angels want to know they're there with you. So that's one thing. And then you also have, I got to wait for a minute till they tell me, you have Florence, who's the angel of compassion. They tell me you're very compassionate. And then you have Bettina, the angel of creativity. Are you creative?
Yes.
Are you creative?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the angel of creativity. Super. And as far as your dad, did he have a deep voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just came through in a very deep voice, and he said, all's well here, what he said. So.
Okay.
You're good. You're good. And you know what he's telling me? You were a good son. There you go. I think you need to do that. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Dennis, for joining us on the show with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819. Sue, we have open lines, so we'll get those flushed in here momentarily. So if you have a couple stories you'd like to share? Or?
I sure did.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay. I got to pick which one I want. I got all these. Oh, here's a good one. It's a kind of a short one. Okay, so this happened at an angel party where people were getting together. Usually it's mostly women, but they were getting together for an angel party. And the woman was saying, her name was Linda, and she was saying, my career in investment banking must have begun when I was 10 years old and playing Monopoly with my brothers. One evening while we were engaged in the game, two men carrying weapons into the house, and I believe they were guns. She didn't, I believe that's what I remember she told me. Even though she was in an upstairs bedroom, my mom heard us screaming. Grabbing a baseball bat, Mom called on Archangel Michael and ran down the steps. The men looked shocked, and then they fled. They just looked at the mom and then, boom, went out the door. That's the way she said it. I remember turning to look at my mom and seeing a huge angel standing behind her. So Archangel Michael had followed her down the stairs and that's and saved that family. He's been a busy guy. I think he's been a busy guy. Let's try Angelic Trio. Do we have a little time here? Or
yeah, help yourself. Go for it.
Okay. We're going to do Angelic Trio. Where is it? Hold on. I got to, because this is one of my favorites. If I had to tell you which is my favorite, this would be it. Yeah, I just got to find it, though. Hold on. It's on the last page. All right. So this is a lady who lived in Chicago, northern suburbs of Chicago, and she saw me at a library, and she told me her story, and she said it happened several years before, but she just hadn't felt comfortable telling it to anyone. And I'll see if I can not even read it, but just tell you what I remember. So she was telling me that she was someone who didn't like to dress for winter, so she didn't wear boots, she didn't wear gloves, she didn't wear a hat or a coat, but she never dressed for winter. So she was driving home on her commute from her job, and she was driving home, and she had to go through a whole area, I don't remember, maybe 10 miles, that was underdeveloped. So there weren't a lot of houses with just a lot of trees and things like that. And the wind chill was 30 below that day. So as she's driving along, boom, a tire pops. And the car starts to go directly towards the telephone pole. But what happens is someone grabs the wheel and moves it so that she ends up just coasting into a driveway. And when she looked ahead, there were two houses that were dark, so no one was there. And she didn't know if they were under construction or what. And then there was a house that was under construction when she looked to the left. I remember this story really well. When she looked to the left, and there was a car idling in the driveway. So without boots and mittens and everything, she made her way over to this house under construction, and she slipped three times, I remember her telling me. And then there was no door because the house was under construction, so she... and this is at night, so she goes in and she starts screaming, you know, or yelling for, hello, hello, anyone here, anyone here? And there's no answer. But there's moonlight coming in through the window, and she can see three figures kind of just gliding down the stairs. And what was so interesting is she couldn't even see feet. She could just see them gliding down the stairs. One was a male and two were female. And when they got to the bottom of the stairs, she started telling them what had happened and stuff like that, and that she needed help and her whole dilemma, as she said. And the woman was reading her lips. One of the female angels was reading her lips. And then she did sign language to the other two. And eventually they all got in the little car that was idling. It was a little red car that was idling in the driveway. And they left the dome light on so that the lady could read her lips, the one who was driving, and when she gave directions back to her office. And they went back to her office. And when she got out of the car, the woman said to her, "Just don't forget us." So out loud, she said, "Just don't forget us." And then Marcia was her name. Then Marcia went towards the building. She turned around. She looked back to get one last look at these unusual people. And guess what? No car and no tracks in the snow. Just her standing at the building. Isn't that an amazing story?
I love that one. That was a really good one, too.
What do you do with that one, huh?
You can't top it. I mean, I know you can. You've got others in front of you, but that one was one for the books, for sure. Let's give out the number, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's here on the Dr. Pat Show today, guest host and filling in for Dr. Pat and giving out mini angel readings. If you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
No, I never got her name. No time to find out anything. I loved her just the same. No,
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck
in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford-Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we're doing angel stories. These are stories that people have called in to tell me on the radio or when I've been doing library presentations or just different times that they've been eager to come up and tell me their angel story. So this is actually a story about me. These are, by the way, in my new book. It's going to be an e-book, and it's going to be on Apple, so you'll be able to get it on the phone. And it's going to be in Barnes & Noble. It's going to be an e-book, and then it'll go into paperback after that. And it's called Angel First Aid RX Prescription is the one that's out now. I gotta take that back. Okay. So the new book is Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. And that's the one that's about success and finding your life purpose and how the angels help you. That's the one that's coming up. And if you want to get one of my books, you can go to Amazon.com and you can put in my name if you want, Sue Storm. But the book is Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles. It's on Kindle. And if you have the free subscription to Kindle, you can get it for free. And it's Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition. And you'll love it. You know, no one that has gotten it hasn't called and told me, unless they loved it. Even the cover is so soft, and it's just nice. You know, try it. Look it up. And it's one of those open the book, so you can open it up, and you can actually get the names of all your angels, the whole angel guide they're letting you read. So go on to Amazon and check it out. Okay. This story is called Irish Broadcast. And I'll read you a little bit of it, and then I'll tell you in my own words. Recently, a producer from Ireland called up to set up an interview. During the radio program, it was evident that the talk show host, Ryan, was skeptical about the existence of angels. Now, that's what I wrote in the book. The truth is, this man was horrible. He was so belligerent. He was so mean that I literally was thinking, okay, this is Ireland. Nobody knows me there. I'll just hang up. Even though it was in the middle of a radio show where I was the guest. And I was getting agitated because he was just belligerent. Finally, I was thinking, should I hang up? And Archangel Michael came to me and said, don't hang up. Just tell him that within the next 24, 48 hours, I will appear to him, or an angel will appear to him. So I did that, and I did it on the air. And he was grumpy, and he said, if that happens, we'll have you back. We'll call you up, and we'll have you back. So I just waited to see what happened, and then I'll read the rest of it the way I have it written. 3 days later, Shannon, the producer, called to report that 2 days after the broadcast, Ryan had smelled the fragrance of flowers in his office. So he was so surprised that he asked several of the people around him to come in and see, because there was no flowers in the room. And by the way, that's one of the ways that angels tell you that they're going to
to appear is the fragrance of flowers. Usually it can be violets, but the fragrance of flowers. While we all gathered in the office, a large angel appeared in the corner, and she was describing it to me. It just sort of appeared, and then it stayed there for 10 minutes. Didn't say anything. It had big, beautiful wings. It was a male angel. She was describing that it was wearing like a beige toga, and it had sandals on. Didn't say anything, but the light was so bright from his face and from the wings that it lit up the whole room. So I also didn't put this in the book, but the truth is they ran through the whole studio, and they went to everybody in the building, come see this, because they wanted everybody to see it. And then after 10 minutes, the angel just faded away. But the line in my story is, Archangel Michael kept his promise. Isn't that a cute one?
That one is a good one, too. Yeah, you have so many in there. How can we get a hold of this book?
Well, this particular one, you're going to have to wait a little bit. But I will let you know when. And it will be on Amazon. Amazon is going to print it. So
you're just giving us a little
piece. That way, will be easy to get. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Do we have any callers?
We saw some open lines, but here's the number if you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's giving away free mini angel readings on the air, 800-930-2819, if you'd like to join us.
Okay. Ready to go?
Sure, let's do it. We got about 5 minutes before our last break.
Okay. I think I'm going to go away from the angel story. Well, maybe I'll tell you one about Heather, because I think I said this one on the air before, but I'll tell you one about Heather. So Heather was a professional photographer, and she was lived in New York City. And for some reason, and I think this has happened to all of us, she was just in a fog. And she was standing downtown on a busy city street. And on the corner, and she looked, and in her mind, she saw that the light was green, but actually the light was still red. And so she started walking across the street, and still in somewhat of a daze, the horns were honking, and people were shouting at her, and she got about halfway across the street, and then rather than go back, she made it to the opposite side. She just, okay. And cars were whizzing by, but she made it to the other side. When she got to the curb, the pedestrians, all their mouths were open, and they were just, they were all shocked. They were all surprised. And one of them came up to her and said, an angel guided you across the street. That's the only way you could have made it. So that was really exciting. She was, and she said everybody was chattering. And when I told my daughter this story, she said, oh, my gosh, Mom, I would have asked, you know, what the angel look like, and male and female and bigger, you know, what did it look like? But I guess Heather never paid attention. She just knew that that angel got her across the street. All right. So then she told me a second story. While her condo was being redecorated, she was visiting and staying with a friend at a penthouse apartment overlooking the Hudson River. And while she was there, and again, being a professional photographer, she saw an opportunity to get a photo of a sunset. It was beautiful. And there were some sliding doors going out to the fire escape. So she grabs her camera, she throws open the doors, just running forward to get out onto the escape, the fire escape, and there's an angel hovering there. The angel was looking down and pointing down, and of course she jumped backwards, and there was no floor in the fire escape. So if that angel hadn't been there, her words were, "Thank you, angel." So those are other stories.
That's a fantastic one. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the angel reading.
Have you ever had an angel story, Tony? Any something happened to you?
Not particularly, only that we've done the Mighty Money Magnet, and that was a few years back, and that did wonders for me, obviously.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. I just can't really think of when it really happened. I mean, I know someone is looking out for me, and I think...
Absolutely.
Yep,
more than one. There's
right.
an actual team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said... They're telling me you tax their energy sometimes.
Thanks.
But there's a team up there watching over you for
sure. That's really funny.
800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the angel lady. And she's giving out mini angel readings on the air on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're going to take our last break of the hour. And we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Sherry Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hello, we're back. It's the Sue Storm, the Angel Lady on the Dr. Pat Show. And we've got some callers, so we're going to go right to our callers. Benny?
Yep, sounds good. And we, if you would like to join us, we still have a couple open lines left if you want to get in before the show ends. 800-930-2819, and we'll take Amy, who is calling in from the San Diego area. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much, and Benny.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, I love angels. So I would just love a message from the angels if they have anything pertinent they want me to know about or anything you want to tell me? Is that a good question for you?
Okay, so I'm going to start right with this. When you said you love angels, they came through in a chorus and said, and they love you. They love you, too. So that's a really good start. Give me a subject, because it's too broad. Tell me what you'd like to know about. What can they really help you with?
I need direction and really shining my light in this world. And this has been going on for my whole lifetime. I have gifts and talents I need to be sharing with the world. I mean, I need to be an asset in this world. And I just feel, I don't know where that, what it is I need to do to get that self-worth in me.
Okay. So what they feel is you're stifled. You just that's what they're telling me. You can't get to the next step. And I would suggest, I have a Dr. Pat special where I give people 2 half-hour sessions for the price of one. And I'm going to give you my direct number. You might want to do that with me. It's 800-323-1790. That's to reach me direct. Did you get that? 800-323-1790. Perfect. Okay. And, yeah, and so we need to get you on the right path, because that's where they want you. They say you're very gifted. Obviously, they love you. You're valuable, and they want you to share your gifts. So we should do that. But let me give you the names of your angels as well. So you have Angel is Raphael. Well, that's the perfect one for you, healing and compassion. That's Raphael. And then you have also Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And you have 4 as well. You have Tara, the angel of love. That's T-A-R-A. And Katrina is your money angel, prosperity.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Super good angels. Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Amy, for joining us from the San Diego area, 800-930-2819. And we will take now, looks like Michelle. Michelle's calling in from the Woodinville area, which is just outside of the Seattle, east of Seattle. So, hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you, Sue. I work with children, so I want to ask, who do I directly say thank you to the angels that assist me with children and families?
I missed a few words there. I heard children and family. You want to know which
angels? She works with children and families, yeah.
For her children and family?
Others.
No, others, people's other, yeah. Children and family.
Other people, like taking care of them? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Other right. than family. That's yeah. the word. I missed one word, and that was the word I missed. Okay. So the angels I would use are Florence, angel of compassion. And are you taking care of them because of a health issue, or what's the reason?
I integrate them outdoors with nature. I'm a connector to their soul, their own self through nature.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Let me give you your angels. Can we start there? But I'm getting confused here. Let's start there. Okay. So your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. And that's who you are, and that's what you do. And we also, if you're interested in the environment, we have Pamela, who's the angel that works with nature and the planet. Does that one help you?
Absolutely.
Now, Pamela is a good one. And then Sarah, the angel of harmony, also is around you and can help you.
Wonderful.
They say you are so gifted. You know exactly what needs to be done, where it needs to be done, how it can happen, and you're quite the visionary, they're telling me.
I do have a lot of visions.
So keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thank
I
you.
Really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michelle, for joining us from the Woodinville area. So, yeah, she says she sees a lot of visions, too, which goes perfect for her work.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So we have about 5 minutes left in the show there, Sue. We have open lines if a caller would like to sneak in at the last minute, or you can jump on with another story and your information about how to get hold of you and your books.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about how to get in touch with me. Okay, so we have the Dr. Pat special, which I do on the radio for anyone who calls in from this show. And basically you're going to pay, you get two for one. You're going to pay for a half hour of my time, but you're really going to get an hour, so you're going to get 2 half hours. And it's very popular, and it's a really good deal because once you connect with your angels, you'll feel different. At the end of the first conversation, you'll feel, lighter is kind of an odd word, but you feel clearer, lighter, more energized. It's quite a wonderful experience, and I know it'll be important to you and it'll be important to your life because the angels want to help you in any way they can, health, happiness, prosperity. Their job is to help us be happier, healthier, stronger, and to do our life's purpose. They are really here to do our life's purpose or to help us accomplish that. And in fact, that's what the angels are all about. That's what my angel first aid books are all about. So we were talking about the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, which is on, which you can get on Amazon. Just make sure you go for the second edition and you look for the pinkish purple cover, which, by the way, is an original angel on the cover. And she calls it, the artist calls that angel the Angel of Peace. So that's a wonderful experience, and that's available, and it's also available on Kindle through Amazon. All right, and let's see, what else do I want to say? We talked about the books, we talked about the sessions. Anything else I need to talk about?
I'm trying to.
You can think of?
No, we do have about 3 minutes left in the show. Maybe one more little story to send all of our listeners off for the day.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I just have to decide which one I want to do. I know the one.
Okay.
It's called Saved by an Angel. And I think you've heard this one before, but because I tell it quite a bit. But this is, and I don't have to read it. I can just tell it because I know it that well. All right. So this is a man who was in his 30s who called into one of the radio shows. And when he was a teenager and when he was in high school, he was going to McDonald's to get a sandwich. He was getting lunch for, I guess, him and his mother. And they were about, he was going to a soccer game. And so I get ahead of myself. I'm telling stories. But all right, so this young man, his name was Eric, was going to a soccer game. His mom drove him to McDonald's. And then for some reason, rather than park in the parking lot, she drove around and went across the street, and she waited for him across the street. So he ran in, and it was really slow in there. McDonald's is usually fast. The line was long, and for some reason, the people behind the counter were really slow. And so he knew he was going to be late for his soccer game, and he had to wait, and he was impatient, and he was going from foot to foot, and he was waiting. And then finally, they handed him his sack, and he just bolted out the door. And all of a sudden, something grabbed him by the collar, and it was strong, and it was, you know, heavy-handed, and grabbed him by the collar and knocked him back against the building and down to the ground. Didn't hurt him, but just made sure he stayed by the building and then down to the ground. When he looked up, there was a beautiful female angel, big wings, long gown, curly hair, just smiling at him and checking him over to make sure he was still okay. What happened then is that, what do they call them, the big trucks. What are those big trucks?
Like 18-wheeler type thing?
was it how many?
Oh, 18-wheeler?
18-wheelers?
Like,
I was going to say 40. I know that wasn't
right. That's a very
good one. Right, okay. I'm not the truck person. All right. But an 18-wheeler came barreling down the street. It was totally out of control, and there was no way that he could have been saved if that angel hadn't been there. So then the next thing is he sees his mom, and she's got her hands over her face, and she's just kind of bawling because she knows he couldn't make it. He was. She said he just skipped across the street, got in the car, never said a word, and off they went to the soccer game.
That's great. Angel,
that's a good one, Nando.
Yeah, angels constantly looking out for us. We appreciate that. Sue, that is the end of the show. Thanks so much for filling in for Dr. Pat today. If you'd like to know more about Sue and her angel readings, where can they find you, Sue?
Absolutely. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. And my 800 number, if you'd like to call for the Dr. Pat special, is 800-323-1790. I'll do it again, 800-323-1790. Treat yourself. And by the way, if you have a mother you want to treat, because Mother's Day is coming up, we have gift certificates. I can email you out a gift certificate, and you can give it to your mom and give her something that she can never replace. This is the best.